We had our first Harbour Youth Council meeting recently, and I think it's fair to say that it was a roaring success. Whilst it was quite a casual and quite a light evening, there was pizza provided, but they were asked for their views on Harbour District Council's corporate plan. So it was an opportunity for them to actually give a little bit of feedback to us. I think the message was fairly loud and clear on the night. There's a lack of opportunity for young people in the district. Primarily it was to do with activities, people saying that there wasn't anything for them to do in terms of youth clubs. I mean, I know there were suggestions for bowling alleys and cinemas, and we would certainly champion stuff like that, but it doesn't mean we can necessarily make that stuff happen. But it was very, very clear that people of that age group felt that there wasn't much going on for them in Harborough, whether it be through activities or employment opportunities. So I definitely think there's something there that needs to be considered. And certainly our environmental issues were also a big priority of the people that attended. So it was really interesting to hear them, and I'd love to hear more from them on that so we can pass that back to Cabinet. There is to be another youth council meeting next time. They're planning on having it in Lutterworth. That will be on Thursday the 27th with the venue to be confirmed. So far, I think myself and Councillor Woody Wiss, who originally came up with the conception of the Youth Council, are both really, really pleased and so proud of the work involved, and are really very impressed by the attendees that turned up. I don't think local government is necessarily probably a hot topic for many people, let alone young people, but I have to say, the people that did turn up, the young persons that were there, they were really switched on. They were really engaged. I was really, really impressed. I wouldn't be surprised if some of them end up being councillors themselves one day. But either way, they've given us a lot to listen to. Their voices will be heard. And I can't wait to see what else comes out of the council.